the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Well, the phones have been ringing pretty consistently here. We've apparently hit a nerve reestablishing resolutions and getting back on track seems to be on a lot of people's minds this morning.
Can I just say that the phones are ringing and they're going to your voicemail now. I did put it on Facebook, so if you're wondering, if listeners are wondering how to get a hold of you, the deal is there. It's on our Facebook page, and you can also see a picture of Rosie skiing, celebrating his skiing.
Here with my trainer, Katie Stumbo from Go Conquer Fitness. I just didn't know how to express my gratitude. I can't tell y'all how many cards. I think when I was in the hospital, Jennifer may have said, send Rosie cards and pictures of the outside. The entire room was wallpapered with pictures of outdoor Arizona. I mean, every square inch. I think the nurses even walked in and said, we don't allow this. But they allowed it.
They did. It lifted your spirits.
They kind of slipped the rules there for a little bit. I was very grateful for that. But the number of people that talked about the praying they were doing for me and how humbling that was for me. And all I could think about is the day I could get out of this bed, the day I could move, the day I could get out of this bed. And folks, when they finally unstrapped me and said, now you can't get out of this bed. We have an alarm on this bed. And the minute you get out of this bed, we're going to know it. I said, okay, fine.
Surely I can go to the bathroom.
I was unstrapped. I could breathe. I could put my hand up to my nose. I could rub my face. And I felt like I had been freed from a tomb. And the nurse left the room. And I slid to the side of the bed to walk over to the bathroom and just wash my face. And I fell like a wet sack of flour. I couldn't even hold myself up. And she walked right back in and she says, I knew you were going to do that.
He said, she had you pegged?
And I said, okay, look, just please don't tell Jennifer and help me up. And she said, I won't have to tell Jennifer. You are going to be black and blue from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. You're going to have to explain it yourself. And I was. I was bruised from head to toe. They literally had to put me in a suspended cradle from the ceiling and let my feet start touching the ground. Just the muscles had atrophied so far. I was as helpless as a fly. I couldn't do anything. And you got me to skiing on Monday.
Yeah. And it was fantastic. I loved watching the videos that were sent to me and the picture of you on Rosie on the House Facebook. Like you were talking about up there on top of the mountain, just victorious.
Yeah, and I was in tears several times that day.
I bet you were.
I was.
And one of these days, you're going to have to let me film one of these workouts I put you through. Well, and put it next to a picture of after you got out of the hospital.
I think that'd be really good because when you think personal trainer, sometimes you think, oh, that sounds so grueling, so painful. But I've worked with you as well with hip issues and knee issues and stuff. And you are very good about breaking it down. Like you're kind of talking like in achievable, step by step. And you actually work with a lot of elderly people as well. So,
yes.
And you know how to be reasonable. So that's kind of the smart philosophy.
That's part of the
smart
goals. And my background in education is in biology with a focus in pre-PT and kinesiology, study of muscle movement. My certifications are certified personal trainer, but also performance enhancement specialist, which means I watch you move and I decide what's dysfunctional
and
we fix it.
It's amazing.
And I work very, very hard on the back end to make it fun and light when you're in there. Okay. So when you're in there working out, I'm not standing over you with a clipboard and yelling at you. I get you moving through your exercises. If there's one that's going to be really difficult, I get you talking about something else and you work through it and it doesn't seem so bad because your mind wasn't so much
right.
on it maybe. Or,
right.
So I work very hard to make it fun and light on your end And I do all that other stuff on the back end. I'm not, like I said, I'm not over there with a clipboard over you. I do take all my notes. I do have a, you're on a 6-week progression. You probably don't know that. So last week when you were so sore, that was the peak. And then we came back down a little bit and we're going to build to another peak.
Oh.
Okay. So I work very hard to work these progressions, but to keep it light and fun and enjoyable on your end.
Well, I just can't thank you enough. I don't know how I would have gotten to this point as quick as I did. So I invited you to share with our listeners what you've done for me, and you've elected to offer a special training opportunity. And I think they may have already been filled, but why don't you talk about what you're willing to do for people? This is an opportunity to get you had commitments, you had resolutions at the beginning of the year that you made that may have included getting more fit, losing some weight, maybe tackling a half marathon, maybe doing a 10K this year, maybe climbing Squaw Peak or Piestewa Peak or Camelback Mountain, and you've foregone that resolution. This training opportunity, you could establish new friends that could reestablish team peer goals. And there's no way to be motivated than for me. I mean, if I know I'm doing the rim to rim hike every Memorial Day, I know Tom Posterino is going to be right on my behind. Rosie, you sure are going slow this year, Rosie. You sure not making the time you did last year, Rosie. Are you a little heavier this year than you were last year? Just knowing I've got that event keeps me motivated all year long. So I think team accountability, like you're setting up this opportunity,
it's huge. It's huge.
What's the offer?
And okay, I'm going to give you the offer. And then here it is. So for you guys, for today, it is a 1-hour consultation. We'll go over medical issues, anything that's been plaguing you or bothering you, joints. You know, I've tried dieting before, but it hasn't worked. Well, maybe you're not dieting the right way. You're probably not, right? And any issues that you're having, and goal setting session, that's 1 hour. And then one month, which generally ends up being 12 small group sessions. And then where do we go from there? 4 30-minute coaching calls. So this is your opportunity. And during the small group training, I get asked questions all the time, but this is more focused on specifically you. You call in, you have your questions, we get them worked out, we go over any hurdles that you have, any obstacles, any hangups. So this program that I have, I call it the Kickstarter, and it runs for $480. But for you guys, for today, for the first 5 people who sign up and pay, it's $299. That's $180 savings. And I'm doing that today, one, because, Rosie, you pushed me so hard to offer it to you guys, but also because getting people into that first step, into the stage 3, into that preparation, just that's exciting for me.
Step through the door.
Like, just step through the door and let me show you what I can do. I know you're going to love it. I know you're going to love the groups. I have this one client. She comes in 3 times a week, twice just one-on-one with me. And she wanted to come in on Fridays too. I said, look, I've got this great class, this great small group, and I want you to try it. She was super hesitant. I don't want to be in a group. I don't like it. I don't like the group setting.
Too self-conscious.
I was like, you know what? I think you just really need to try it. It has turned into one of her favorite things. Mm. That group of women in that 9:30 class is just amazing. I look forward to that hour all week. If I've had a rough week, I know I have a 9:30 on Friday to look forward to. It's a wonderful group of people. We have a fabulous time, always laughing, always having a good time, always working hard and hitting all of our goals.
You mentioned it's a women's class, but you've trained firemen and made them cry. I've seen that.
I do.
I mean, you can
my
swimmers,
groups,
you can do sports.
My groups.
She had Tonto National Forest hot shots on their hands and knees like dogs barfing.
That was really fun for me. But
you don't do that. You don't do that to your regular customers.
I don't. There's the right crowd for that, and I don't do that to everybody. But I'm not going to lie. That was a lot of fun for me.
When the hotshots show up and a girl trainer shows up.
Oh, 3 months postpartum, carrying my baby on my back and all big, you know, that was a lot of fun for me.
Shaming them, huh? Spanking them down. Okay, it's Go Conquer Fitness.
Go Conquer Fitness.
The gym's at 32nd and Thunderbird. And the phone number for the offer?
It's 480-200-4632.
Okay. That's your phone. So
that is my phone.
It's ringing now. We won't be answering it just right now, but we'll get to you very quickly.
Can we just talk through that SMART, the acronym, what exactly that looks like?
Okay. So I have a little worksheet we'll go through, and it's called SMART Goals. And the SMART goal, SMART is an acronym. So the S is for specific. I want to lose weight. How much weight? Okay. So just saying you want to lose weight isn't enough. You need to, and it, maybe it's not. And for a lot of people that come in to see me, it's more things like, I want to reach the top shelf again. You know, that's a lot of the type of things I work with. It's I want to get up off the ground. I want to feel comfortable getting up and off the ground after playing with my grandkids. Or for a lot of my clients, it's traveling. They want to feel comfortable and stable, balance traveling.
Is huge.
Balance is so big, right? So first it has to be specific, not just I want to lose weight, not just I want to travel. We have to make it very specific. The second one is measurable. Okay, we need to be able to measure it. So if you say I want to get off the floor, okay, we test that. Oh, you needed to use the stool that I have, the assisted aid that I have, and it took you a minute and a half to get off the floor today. 90 days, we're going to test again. We're going to, maybe we still use the stool, but maybe we got up in 20 seconds. Okay. So it has to be very measurable. You have to be able to see. And that comes from my athletic background. Athletics is all about measuring every little minutia of detail, right? So we come through that. And then it has to be achievable, right? Oh, I want to lose 10 pounds this month, but I have this cruise I'm going on, and I have a birthday party, and I'm just not going to not have
and
my birthday cake.
Bread
and
at the Rio.
Fry bread.
Yeah,
or,
baby.
You know,
Trace Rio's festival, yeah.
Or like my favorite client here who took me to lunch after training on Wednesday, and right there in front of me, what did you order for lunch?
Oh, I want to know.
Well, I knew I was having spinach walnut salad for dinner.
Uh-huh. What did you order?
At Nick's.
I about died.
Wings. What's wrong with wings? It's
deep
chicken
fried.
It's protein, yeah.
It's wings.
Deep fried.
I'm on your side here.
Deep fried.
I thought I was ordering something smart.
Surely this is healthy.
Surely, because it's chicken. No salad. There wasn't a vegetable on that plate.
I brushed them aside.
And then realistic. They have to be realistic goals, right? So, you know, I'm not in my 20s anymore. I can't set a goal that's going to, and I've had babies, you know, so they have to be realistic. We can achieve great things, but they have to be realistic. And the great thing with SMART goals is you're constantly redoing them and revamping them. And so once you hit them, you got to redo them. So they have to be realistic for the time, and they have to be timely. You have to set a time limit on your goals. I'm going to lose 10 pounds this year. All right, well, not this year. Give me a date. SMART goals.
What day am I going to look down at this weight scale and see this weight?
Yep. And we got you there the day of your accident.
We were working, and the morning of the accident, I stood on the scale, took a picture of it, and I said, I hit it.